B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A plus B. This is so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone. So come along. Learn some grammar. Learn a phrase. Learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good plus, here we go. A+ English.
Hello and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Seb.
And I'm Elsie.
And it's summer vacation.
Yay!
Yes, finally! So today we are going to talk a little bit about some things that can happen to us when we're on summer vacation. Because
right.
We all love to travel, don't we?
Yes.
Yes. Where did you last go on holiday, Elsie?
I think it was, I went to Kenting.
Kenting? Oh,
in
nice.
April.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
so spring break.
Beach, yes.
Spring break. Okay,
yes.
Nice. Did you go to the music festival?
I did.
Ah, okay. Spring Scream.
But I didn't really like it.
Okay. Oh, did you run into some problems?
I think, one of my friends, his wallet got stolen.
Oh, that's a pretty big problem.
And
oh, no.
He didn't find it back.
You didn't get it back? Oh, okay.
He didn't get it back. Nope.
Oh, no. Oh,
so,
no.
All the way we had to lend him some money to use.
Oh, no. That's so annoying because you've been looking forward to it and you're saving money. And then just when your vacation starts, you have a problem like that.
Yep.
It just kind of ruins things. Sadly, when we're traveling, a lot of things can go wrong.
Right.
So that is what we're going to be talking about today. What we do when things don't go right and we're on holiday.
Oh.
So let's check out today's article.
Okay.
Useful ways to get help in English. Faye is on vacation in Canada.
Excuse me, can you help me? I'm trying to get to Butterfly Gardens, but I'm a little lost.
Of course. Do you have a pen and paper? I can write some directions for you.
Thank you. That's kind of you. Wait, where's my wallet? Oh no!
You lost your wallet? Where did you last see it?
I took it out to pay for my lunch. I have $500 and my credit cards in there.
Okay, stay calm. We can look for it.
All right. Thanks for your help.
Word power.
Vacation. Vacation. Tammy enjoyed her vacation in Japan and wants to go back again next year. Tammy enjoyed her vacation in Japan and wants to go back again next year. Directions. Directions. When Edward realized he was lost, he stopped his car and asked for directions. When Edward realized he was lost, he stopped his car and asked for directions. Wallet. Wallet. Kevin put his wallet back in his pocket after he paid for his food. Kevin put his wallet back in his pocket after he paid for his food. Lose, 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 lost, lost. I lost my purse because I left it on the MRT this morning. I lost my purse because I left it on the MRT this morning.
认识智慧.
Credit card.
Okay, so today we are looking at a conversation between two people. It is called Useful Ways to Get Help in English. Okay, so very important article. Maybe not for Kenting, for what happened to you, but in other situations, very helpful. Okay, our first line is just describing what is happening, and it says, Faye, that's one person, is on vacation in Canada. Okay. So, vacation, that's a noun, and it's spelled V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N, vacation. And a vacation is when we go somewhere away from home and stay there for a while. Always, when we are talking about a break from school or work, we would use the word vacation. We can take vacations, or we can go on vacations. So we can say take vacation or go on vacation. Those are the verbs we use with vacation. We can go on vacation to foreign countries, we could go to nice beaches, we could have a vacation on a tall snowy mountain if you like skiing or snowboarding, I really do, or we can explore parts of our own country that we haven't been to yet. So, actually, in British English, we don't say vacation, though. So, when I'm at home, I would say I'm going on holiday.
Holiday.
Holiday for us means a trip somewhere else when you're on break. It's not like Christmas. Well, it is Christmas. We can call Christmas a holiday, but in the UK, it means more than that. It means going on a trip. Anyway, our example sentence for vacation is, Tammy enjoyed her vacation in Japan and wants to go back again next year. Tammy enjoyed her vacation in Japan and wants to go back again next year.
Vacation 这个字呢就是假期啦，它是一个名词。那例句说呢， Tammy 很享受她在日本的假期，明年想要再去一次。那在英式英文当中，我们也可以用 holiday 这个字来表示假期。那当我们说某人在度假中，我们可以说 somebody is on vacation.
Right.
那我们的主角之一啊Faye, 她现在呢正在加拿大度假。And I guess she needs some help.
Yeah, I guess she does. I mean, that's the name of our article, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Faye says, Excuse me, can you help me? I'm trying to get to Butterfly Gardens, but I'm a little lost.
所以我们看到这边的 Butterfly Gardens, 刚 Seb 老师已经提到了它是一个蝴蝶的这个花园。那可是这边的主角 Faye 说我有点迷路了，他用到 lost 这个字，这个形容词呢就是迷路的。所以当你到一个地方，你迷路了，你可以跟别人说 I'm lost, 或者是 I got lost.
Yes.
So Faye is lost. She's trying to get some help. 她说不好意思啊，你可以帮我吗？我要到蝴蝶花园，但是我有点迷路了。Does the person want to help her?
Well, I would hope so. Otherwise, this would be a short article, wouldn't it? The other person is Susie, and she says, Of course, do you have a pen and paper? I can write some directions for you.
Okay, so the other person's name is Susie,
mm-hmm.
and she is willing to help Faye. 所以 Susie 就回答说，诶，那你有纸笔吗？她呢，想要帮 Faye 写下 directions.
Directions, by the way, that's a noun, and they're spelt D-I-R-E-C-T-I-O-N-S. So one word, directions. Now, directions are the steps that we take to get from one place to another place. Often when we are visiting a new place for the first time, we have to ask for directions or ask for directions to a particular place. So directions to the Butterfly Gardens, for example, because we don't know how to get there because it's our first time. Now, notice I keep saying directions with an S, not direction. That's because directions is always plural when we are talking about the steps to get to a place. We can use direction without an S, though, but it means the direction or the way that one person is moving. So we could say that we are moving in the right direction. That would mean that we are going the right way to get somewhere. Or if we are going in the wrong direction, it means that we're lost and we're going somewhere else.So our example sentence for directions with an S is, when Edward realized he was lost, he stopped his car and asked for directions. When Edward realized he was lost, he stopped his car and asked for directions.
Directions 这个字呢是指示的意思，而且它很复数哦。例句说到啊 ，Edward 意识到他迷路之后，便停下车来问路。所以问路 我们说到是 ask somebody for directions。 那如果你说哎，我要问路去哪个地方，那你就是 ask somebody for directions to somewhere、
mm-hmm.
那单数的用法 direction 它是方向的意思。So what happens after Susie writes down some directions for Faye?
Well, Faye is very grateful. She says, thank you, that's kind of you. Wait, where's my wallet? Oh no, so now Faye is in another problem.
Whoa,
she's run into more trouble.
Her wallet is gone,
yeah.
It's missing. Mm-hmm.
Why is that important, though? Why is her wallet being gone important? Well, wallet is a noun, and it's spelled W-A-L-L-E-T. Wallet. A wallet is a tiny bag we keep our money and our bank cards in, so it's very, very important. We normally carry wallets around in our pockets, that's our 口袋, and take them out whenever we need to pay for something. We should be careful with our wallets, though, otherwise they could be lost or even sometimes stolen by pickpockets, like what happened to your friend in Kenting. Yeah. So a pickpocket is a thief that takes things out of people's pockets. So if you've ever been to Europe, some European cities, very famous ones like Paris or Venice or Rome, you have to be very careful of pickpockets because they go for the tourists when they're looking at the beautiful buildings and try and take things out their pockets.
So are there a lot of pickpockets in Europe?
There's quite a lot of pickpockets in Europe, yeah.
Wow,
I've been pickpocketed 3 times.
So we got to be... Yeah.Careful、
yes.
when we go there, right?
Look after our wallets.、
Okay.
And by the way, our example sentence for wallet is, Kevin put his wallet back in his pocket after he paid for his food. Kevin put his wallet back in his pocket after he paid for his food.
那 wallet 这个字呢，它是钱包、皮夹，男女都可以用的、哦 mm-hmm. 例句说到呢 ，Kevin 支付食物的费用之后，将皮夹放回他的口袋。那这边还会，我们还提到了一个字叫做 purse。
Purse
它是女用的包包，或者是呢、mm-hmm. 女用的小钱包。所以这边呢，费突然发现他的 wallet， 他的皮夹不见了。It's a big deal for me when my wallet's missing.
Of course, because you've got all your money in there. What、
right.
are you going to do now? We need money. So we always need to keep our wallets with us. But、what are some other things we should always carry with us, Elsie?
My smartphone.
Yes, smartphone.
And my house keys.
Yeah, because otherwise you'll be lost and locked out. I actually locked myself out. That is 锁起来, isn't it? You lock yourself、
yeah.
out of your house.
So you、
yeah.
were outside of the house, right?
Last week, yeah.
Then、
and I had to go to my friend's、
problem?
house and stay the night at her house until someone came to open my door for me.
Oh, do you know there is one 24-hour like key man?
No, really? I had to go all the way across Taipei to find somewhere to sleep. It was so annoying. Anyway, back、
okay.
to our article.、
Yeah.
Susie says, you lost your wallet. Where did you last see it? Okay, so we have the word lose there. That's a verb and it's spelled L-O-S-E. Lose. So lose is the present tense form of lost. Lost is not just an adjective like we saw earlier. It's also a verb. And when we lose something, we forget where it is, so we can't find it anymore. Have you ever been about to leave the house and meet your friends when you suddenly can't find your keys?
Always.
Yeah. That's because you lost them. You don't know where you put them last, and so you've lost them. We don't just lose things, though. We can also lose our way. So that's similar to what you were saying before, mi lu, when you lose your way. We could also call this getting lost as well. Now, one last thing. When you're writing the word lose, you need to spell it with one O and one S, okay? Sometimes you might want to write it as L-O-O-S-E, because it's a lu sound, right? But when we write it like that, we're actually writing the word loose, which doesn't mean to lose something. It means something which is not fixed in place. So it's a difficult bit of spelling there, that you'll have to practice. Anyway, our example sentence for lose is, I lost my purse because I left it on the MRT this morning. I lost my purse because I left it on the MRT this morning. Yikes.
这边呢，我们看到 lose 这个动词，它是遗失或是丢失的意思。那它的三态呢，是 lose, lost, lost. 那在对话里头 Susie 刚用到的是她的过去式 lost. 那在之前我们提到的哎，我迷路了，我不知道该怎么走，那个 lost 是她的第三态，然后把它变成形容词用，解释为迷路的。那刚刚 Seb 有提到的另外一个拼法 lose, L-O-O-S-E, 它是形容词，指的是松的，比如说 lose pants, 松的裤子。
Pants, yeah.
所以在拼字的时候大家要特别小心。那例句说呢，我把我的钱包弄丢了，因为今天早上呢我将它遗留在捷运上。那另外一个呢，我们看到last 这个字 L-A-S-T 它在句子里面指的是最后，你最后是什么时候看到你的皮夹的呢？那另外啊 last 还可以当作形容词用哦，指的是最后的或是上一个的，比如说 I was the last person to get to the office this morning, 今天早上我是最后一个到达办公室的人，或者是我们也可以说 last Monday I had a day off and I went to Yilan with my family.
I love having a day off.
这边的 last 就是上一个的。好了，那 Susie 刚刚问到的问题再说一次哦。你把皮夹弄掉了，那最后是在什么地方看到它的呢？ Where did you last see it?
It's a very good question to ask someone when they've lost things, because often you can find them if you just remember where you were last using them.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, Faye says, I took it out to pay for my lunch.I have $500 and my credit card's in there. Okay, I hope those are 500 NT dollars, not 500 US dollars. That's a lot of money, 500 US dollars.
It's a big difference.
Yeah, it is.
费说呢，啊，我就拿出来付午餐钱，然后里面有500块，还有信用卡。信用卡的说法呢是 credit cards.那还有一种卡片叫做金融卡信用卡，那个叫做Debit cards,所以有很多的卡片是我们可以拿来用的。好了，那接下来 Susie 该怎么样安慰我们的 Faye 呢？ How is Susie going to comfort Faye?
Well, Susie says, okay, stay calm, we can look for it.
所以她用到了 stay 这个字。Stay 呢，它可以加原状态，所以 stay calm 叫做保持冷静，也就是 keep calm 的意思。所以 Susie 这边跟他讲说，哎 ，OK 啦，那你就保持冷静，我们可以 look for it， 我们可以寻找你的这个包包。
Oh, that's very helpful of her then, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So Faye says, all right, thanks for your help. Okay, so Faye has a lot of reasons to be grateful, doesn't she?
Right.
She's got directions,
yeah.
She's getting help looking for her wallet. Things aren't so bad for Faye.
所以这边他说 All right, 好吧，那谢谢你的帮忙咯。So Susie here is very helpful, and Faye here is very, can I say careless?
A little bit clumsy as well.
Uh-huh,
I mean, if you're losing your wallet.
Right, wallet and what else?
Losing her wallet, losing her way, getting lost.
Because she doesn't know where to go.
Exactly, exactly. Anyway, let's go to today's magic box and then we'll be back for our review time.
Magic box! 找亮点
I'm trying to stay awake. 昨天不小心又追剧追到看日出了，现在非常努力的在保持清醒。哎，嘘，不要跟老板说，哎，我知道不能再这样下去了啦。我这礼拜每天都熬夜 ，and I want to stay healthy too. 每天熬夜可是一点也不健康的。我们现在看这两句都是 stay 后面加上形容词的句型，你有没有纳闷？哎 ，stay 是动词，不是一直在说学这个动词要用副词形容，为什么这里可以在 stay 后面直接加形容词呢？那你真是问对问题了啦。其实 stay 文法上我们称作为连缀动词，后面可以加上形容词拿来形容主词，所以这里的形容词你可以理解为主词补语，用来补充说明主词的状态。既然是拿来修饰主词，不是修饰动词，当然可以用形容词啦。所以我们再回头来分析一下刚刚的句子啊。I'm trying to stay awake. Awake 形容词是清醒的意思，是形容主词 I， 意思是说我要努力保持清醒。这样你就看懂下一句 I want to stay healthy. Healthy 一样是拿来形容主词，所以用形容词啦。英文里类似用法的动词还有像是 keep， 我们可以再看一下例句。We need to keep quiet in the library. Keep keep 后面的 quiet 形容词是修饰主词我们，在图书馆要保持安静。另外还有像是 become、get 和感官动词的 look、sound、smell 都是连缀动词的一种哦，这样就对它没这么陌生了吧。 Let's look at another sentence. It's important to stay blank.这句呢是出自贾伯斯的经典名言啊，字面上是保持饥饿的，引申为求知若渴的意思。这里空格该填 A hunger, B hungry, or C hungrily? The answer is B. It's important to stay hungry. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽!
Okay, so we're gonna play a game called the match game.
The match game?
Have you heard of the match game?
Yes, but I don't think I remember it quite well. Can you?
It's a very old show.
Yeah, can you please explain it?
Yeah, so basically how this game works is I'm going to say some statements that fit...our special words from today. So each one of our special words can go into one of these sentences.
Okay.
And I need you to guess which word fills the gap. Okay?
Okay. So what are the words we have today?
Okay. So our words for today are vacation.
Vacation.
Directions.
Directions.
Wallet.
Wallet.
And lose. That's
lose.
The verb. Lose, to not be able to find something.
Okay.
Okay, and we're also going to hear the word blank, that's 空白.
How?
And that means that's where a word should go.
Okay, yes. I need to fill in the blanks.
You need to fill in the blanks, yes. So, first sentence. Tyler always forgets his blank, so he often has to borrow money.
This one's easy. 他呢很常需要借钱，所以他总是忘记他的Wallet.
Wallet, exactly. Like your friend in Kenting. Always having to borrow money.
Yeah.
Okay, question number two. At the end of the school year, Jenny took a long blank to Greece.
在学校的最后,学年的最后,她不知道怎样,然后可以去 Greece, 去希腊好长的一段时间。So she had a long vacation.
Vacation, yeah.
She took a long vacation to Greece.
And there was a cheat in that one, because we know that it had to be a noun, didn't it?
Yeah.
She couldn't take a lose, and she couldn't... You can't take directions anywhere, can you? Really. You have to follow directions.
Right, so the blank is vacation.
Vacation. Okay, so our next sentence. Everyone stop what you're doing and help. Chloe blanked her phone again.
Did you say blanked?
Blanked her phone.
Oh, that means...
It has to be a verb.
Yeah, it has to be a verb and in the past tense, right?
Yes.
Chloe lost her phone again.
Chloe lost her phone again. Clumsy Chloe. Okay, our last sentence. After driving around for more than 3 hours, John finally stopped the car and asked for blank.
I know this one. Asked for...directions.
Of course, when you're lost, you should pull over and ask for directions. So there we go. You guys can play around with the match game now. But unfortunately, it's time for us to go. So I'm Seb.
I'm Elsie. Bye.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Useful ways to get help in English. Faye is on vacation in Canada.
Excuse me. Can you help me?I'm trying to get to Butterfly Gardens, but I'm a little lost.
Of course. Do you have a pen and paper? I can write some directions for you.
Thank you. That's kind of you. Wait, where's my wallet? Oh, no!
You lost your wallet? Where did you last see it?
I took it out to pay for my lunch.I have $500 and my credit cards in there.
Okay, stay calm. We can look for it.
All right. Thanks for your help.
Word power!
Vacation. Vacation. Tammy enjoyed her vacation in Japan and wants to go back again next year. Tammy enjoyed her vacation in Japan and wants to go back again next year. Directions. Directions. When Edward realized he was lost, he stopped his car and asked for directions. When Edward realized he was lost, he stopped his car and asked for directions. Wallet. Wallet. Kevin put his wallet back in his pocket after he paid for his food. Kevin put his wallet back in his pocket after he paid for his food. Lose. 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 Lost. Lost. I lost my purse because I left it on the MRT this morning. I lost my purse because I left it on the MRT this morning.
认识智慧
Credit card.
A+ English 空中美语制作 A+ English 空中美语杂志请洽询全国各大书店欲索取视听教材请来电02-2364-4000 02-2364-4000或上网查询网址是 www.englishforyou.net www.englishforyou.net 谢谢您的收听